The Lenten Series Faith Question for March the 17th was about worship. Dr. Head offered many thoughts about worship. So, Kevin, how can we take a closer look at worship? And let me ask this question. Is worship a group experience or a personal experience?
Great way to start, Dean. I think that's wonderful. You know, the way we talked about it yesterday in the sermon was almost exclusively looking at the corporate side of worship. When we as individuals come together, we were talking yesterday about God forming us into a spiritual house. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the corporate part of worship when the church comes together for what we would call a worship experience. But having said that, I do believe that worship can be an individual experience as well. So individually, by myself, at home, out on a walk, or wherever, I could worship God. So that's certainly true. I think the way we talked about it yesterday was thinking primarily about what we do on a Sunday in a corporate setting.
Well, you answered my next question already.
Okay. All right.
I was going to ask you, can a person worship only at a church service? How would you answer that?
Right. I think you could worship God. We can worship God in any setting whatsoever. I think that we worship best when we come together as the body of Christ. But having said that, I do think that it's certainly possible for us to worship God in any setting. I think most often when Scripture talks about worship, it is focused on the corporate church coming together. But I do believe, if you think about the psalmist and many other places, there are other times in our lives where we're able to worship God as well, individually.
Well, actually, anytime we're communicating with God or talking to Him or whatever, we might be in a form of worship in some way.
We might be, yes. In fact, yesterday someone said to me leaving church, is prayer the same thing as worship? And I think that's a great way to touch on what you just said, right? I think there's a connection there. Now, I think for me, prayer, when we're asking God to help with certain aspects of our lives, that may not be kind of the classical definition of worship in the same way that if we're praying and we're celebrating who God is and we're praising God for our many blessings, that I think is where prayer falls more into the category of worship. I think when we're praying for our needs and when we're praying for what's happening in our lives, you could classify that as worship, but I think that's a little more about intercessory prayer than necessarily worship.
Well, I think that's a very interesting point to make also. So then, when we say we're in worship, what are we doing?
Mm. Yeah, that's an important question. And I think even as much as we talked about in the sermon yesterday, and as much as you and I will talk about it, we really can't exhaust what that means. But I would say, if I had to define exactly what worship is, I would say it's celebrating God. So when we come together, everything we do in that worship service, in my mind, should be about celebrating God. Now, celebrating God is recognizing who God is. It is praising God for how God has blessed our lives and touched our lives. It also includes listening to God and interacting with God when we are in God's presence. So there are a lot of aspects to it, but kind of a big picture for me, everything we do in a worship service should be celebrating God.
Okay, very good. Well, if we can worship outside of the church service, as you're describing, describe that. What would I be doing if I was worshiping at home?
Mm. Yeah, so I can imagine sitting at home, and let's say when you wake up in the morning, and if you get a cup of coffee and it's a quiet moment, I can imagine when we begin our prayers and we're saying, God, thank you for all your many blessings. You have just richly blessed me. My life is so good. That kind of praise at the beginning of a prayer is worship. I think that is celebrating who God is. I think you see that in the psalmist so often at the beginning of many of mm-hmm. the psalms. Mm-hmm. And that is a form of celebrating God and praising God. And to me, that is the heart of worship.
Then let's go in this direction for a minute. What can we, as we come to the church service on Sunday morning, what can we think, what can we do, how can we be more in a worshipful attitude than just walking in and sitting down and waiting for something to happen?
Yeah, very important question. One of the things I tried to say yesterday that I wish I had more time to really develop is I think sometimes it's easy for us to fall into the habit of thinking worship happens according to the flow of the bulletin. Worship happens with the different events or things that are happening in the service. But worship to me really happens inside the heart. So I think to your question, what can an individual Christian do? I think it's a coming into that worship service and realizing that everything that happens in that service is an attempt to give us individually the opportunity to give ourselves to God. So it's not us just watching somebody else doing something. It's not us just listening to somebody else doing something. All of those things are opportunities for us to give ourselves to God through what is happening. And when we give ourselves to God, that's when we're truly worshiping, not just watching someone else lead something, but we ourselves personally are participating in that act.
So then can I say we don't just sit there and look and listen and so forth. We think and we are communicating with Lord and with God in the process of what's going on in the worship service.
Absolutely. And I think Søren Kierkegaard's analogy of that the congregation is the actors, not the audience, is so important. You know, when we are sitting out in a church service, we are not just watching something like we would at a play or an event or a drama or a musical. The goal is for those things to prompt us individually to participate in what's happening so that we are then giving of ourselves. And we're not just watching this. We are using that as an opportunity for us to worship.
Well, having heard all that, let me ask this question. Are there benefits that we can identify or name worshiping God or being in a worship service on Sunday morning? What are some benefits we could know that we walk away with?
Well, I think that's a really big question. I think the greatest benefit is to know that whenever we worship God, we're doing the very thing that God created us to do. I think God created us for relationship with Him. And when we worship God, we are doing exactly what God created us to do. We are building our relationship with God. We are establishing and firming our relationship with God. So the greatest benefit, I think, is knowing that when we worship, we are doing exactly what we were created to do. But I would say even beyond that, a second benefit, when worship happens in a communal setting, which is kind of what we were focused on yesterday, not the individual, but the communal side, when that happens, what we experience is something that's much larger than just our own individual experience. We become the body of Christ. We become the spiritual house that Peter was talking about. That kind of seeing that we are a living stone that is part of the living stone is a great understanding. We are participating in something that's bigger than who we are individually. What a blessing to walk out of there knowing we are being formed into the body of Christ and we're a participant. We are a part of that. Now, all of that then leads to a secondary byproduct and benefit, which is if I come in feeling depressed or I come in dealing with a problem in my life, I don't come to worship necessarily to solve that. I come to worship God and to be in God's presence. But a byproduct is having been in God's presence, I may leave with a new perspective, a new understanding on the situations and circumstances of my life. Now, that's not the primary reason I came, but when I leave, that could be a byproduct that is a huge benefit to us as Christians.
Well, one final question I would ask. It is up to each individual then for them to spend some time thinking their way through what is worship for me, how do I benefit from it, and how do I participate in worship in a personal way? It's not just the group activity, it's the individual activity. Is that true?
It is true. It is what is happening when we're talking about corporate worship, what's happening in corporate worship, in a worship service, How am I able to connect with and to participate through that event as an individual? That is my role, my responsibility. Now, I would say the interesting thing that happens there is, again, we realize that everyone in that place is doing that together. And there's a sense of being a part of the body of Christ, where as Paul talks about, you know, in his letters, each person has a role to play. Well, our role may not be standing up in front, saying something, singing, whatever, but our role is participating. And when we leave knowing we've done our part in that service of worship, we're going to receive a greater benefit than otherwise.
Well, it's our hope and prayer that this time together with Dr. Head has given you a better understanding of your worship experience. And next time, we'll take a closer look at prayer. God bless.
Thank you.